So yeah, man, and I was thinking about this too, and you know, we were around the same age, we went, but for me, I got to thinking, I said, I'm glad I never made it when I was younger. It would have been bad for me, because I would have never made it past the drill phase, because that's not me. That I'm not that guy that's out here talking about going on drills. You know, when I talk to people, I try to talk like I got some sense, and you know, from experience of things that you go through in real life. Because a lot of these dudes ain't even living that life either. But I'm glad that I didn't try to do what I'm doing now, because if my capabilities, I feel like I definitely could have really did something, but then my moment would have been passed. I'd have been like one of these guys that's like, man, back then, you remember him, bro? He had it back then, you remember? And so, yeah, man, I'm glad that, like, because now I know what's going on. I know how to carry myself. I know what to look for. I know what the goal is, the plan. So I feel like the present, man, that's, we've been given a gift.
No, I think you're right. Well, here's the thing. If I would have made it, like, rapping along, like, 10, 20 years ago, I would have fizzled out. I would have been everything that I don't want to be now.
Exactly. Like, that's exactly what I mean. It would have been like, I'd have been trying to act like some tough guy to try to, like, the label or whoever would have been like, hey, man, we need your content to be like this, because this is what's popping right now. And that could, I could have never did that, bro, because that's not me, and it wouldn't have never been authentic, so it would have never worked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, imagine, let's say $100,000 when I was 20. If they would tell me to sell out, man, who, I probably would have, because I need to get family stuff. I need stuff.
Hey,
now,
man, we want you to promote this. And it'd be like, well, you know, hey.
100 grand. But now I'd be like, okay, is my what's the cost? Now I'm thinking, what's
if I'm
the
making
cost?
100, I know you making at least 5. You know what I mean? So it's like, come on now. Like, you got to reason with me a little bit and make it make sense. That's like one of the most important things for me. I say this every day. Like, if somebody say something dumb or something to me, I'm like, come on, just think about it and make it make sense. Like, nah, let's try to be smart about this.
Yeah, because it's all about, like, your character. Because, like, think about, I don't know if you heard this rapper. His name's Asher Roth.
Yep.
He was on the up-and-coming saying he's the next Eminem. And then what did he do? He sold out, made that I Love College, and fell off. And he's still a great rapper. He tried to come back with a Pabst and Jazz album. Mm-hmm. Great album. But once you sell out and you go too far left, man, you can't go back.
You can't come back. And I feel like that happens a lot in the hip-hop community, where they had these rappers and they're like, man, I'm gonna go to that pop side. But once you go over there on that side, you have to play by their rules. And trust me, man, it's different as opposed to if you would have just stayed, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing independently and all that, and not really trying to make stuff to cross over into that lane. But once you cross over, it's a different set of rules, man. You'll learn that pretty fast.
Yeah, and another thing, like, even with a podcast, you know, people will try to buy you out, man. And then they'll control your content.
They're not controlling nothing for me. Everything's going to be partnership. You know, this is a partnership thing. Yeah. And it's a two-person company right now. So, you know, I'm not interested in that, because I want my vision as opposed to what they trying to push. You know what I'm saying? They had me pushing anything.
They got their agenda.
You know, for sponsorship dollars. And that's something that's really important. And that's why I want to work with, like, local businesses one-on-one. Not none of this social media stuff. No, like, you know, I've come to your place of business. You know, I've spent money in your place of business. Let's talk. I don't mind promoting your stuff the same way you shouldn't mind promoting mine. Because you honestly getting the better of it, because I'm spending money at yours. You ain't spending money with me.
That's facts.
Yet, but you will in the future. You know what I'm saying? Because this ain't going to be free forever.
Not for real. They're going to subscribe.
Yeah, this ain't going to be free forever, man. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't mind promoting local business that I go to and I rock with.
Yeah, we need more. Like, it's good to be in touch. I'm glad you're reaching out to artists. Like, you know, having conversations. Because that's how you build a network. And you could do anything after that.
I'm going to get a business person, bro. What did I say on the trailer when I said, I said music? Whatever it is, and you know, I'm not here to judge nobody. The way they lived is the way they live, but I'm here to have, like, conversations with people about mental health and you know, bettering yourself, bettering your situation, bettering your community. That's things that I want to talk about, and I don't care who it is, as long as they talking like they got some sense.
For real. I think the homeless crisis thing right now, that's gonna be something that's gonna blow up in
it. And I don't like that YouTube era of it either that we in now, where everybody's like interviewing homeless people or interviewing gang members, and man, tell me about how rough it is. It's like, I don't really like that. It feels corny. It don't feel authentic. If you really want to be a movement in there, then go there and be a movement. You know what I'm saying? Everything don't have to be televised either.
Yeah, they talk about it in leaderhood. Yeah. They ain't got to stay there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's different, like, man. Yeah. If you actually come from them circumstances, you're not trying to maneuver like that, because it's like you're not really treating the process with respect, because you don't understand. You didn't live it.
That's facts.
You ain't lived in some of these areas. You ain't been through these situations.
They're just coming in there, like, taking views, getting money for it, just to, like, use these people. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, that stuff
I think
mad.
That's, like, a goal of mine to make sure North Carolina never has a Trap Lord Ross video. Like, for
yo,
real,
who's
bro.
That dude who did... Is that what's that dude's name?
Yeah, the white dude with the glasses, look like Harry Potter, man. Yeah, and I watch his video, so no disrespect, but man, it's so much like I ain't really with that negative stuff, and I don't want my state to be portrayed in that. I don't see that as accomplishment. So hopefully, we able to really spread some positivity and love, and we ain't even. I don't ever want to see that ever, like, cause that means we failed as a state.
Yeah, you don't want to dive into the violent aspect of Gastonia.
We failed, we failed as a state, so hopefully we can really police ourselves and better, our communities.